And then there was the big boat ride. A week before we got there, Frank and I exchanged some emails about what are we going to do when we get to New York. We didn't want to do the usual stuff. You know, we're not going to Ground Zero. People ask me, you going to Ground Zero? No. Why would I want to go to Ground Zero? You're going to have 1,000 people standing there crying. What am I going to do at Ground Zero? So we weren't going to go here and we weren't going to go there, but we did. Somebody came up with the idea that they had a cruise around Manhattan. You get on the cruise at 7 o'clock and it goes a couple hours. So you get on at 7 o'clock when it's light, and at 9 o'clock it's dark. So at, say, at 8 o'clock, whatever, the sunset, you get to see the sunset. And then once the sun is set, then all the New York lights come out, and here we're riding around on the Hudson or the East River or whatever. So we thought, oh, that'd be a great idea. Matter of fact, it caused a lot of panic. We wanted to go on Saturday night. If we'd gone Saturday night, the whole gang could have gone, but our damn plane didn't land till 5:15, and I had to monkey with that cab driver for an hour and a half, so it just wasn't going to work, and we couldn't get to the boat by 7, so they agreed to move this till Sunday. But then Sunday, some of them had prior commitments, couldn't go Sunday, so it just came down to Frank, Lorne, Mrs. Barton, myself. So we got to be there at 7. The boat leaves at 7. They suggest you get there at 6 because of all the crowds, you know. We got there probably 6:15, 6:20. Perfect. There's 6-7 people in line. Doesn't look to be like, you know, maybe 50 people in the whole area. We thought, oh, damn, this is going to be nice. And they had a bunch of boats. We didn't know which exact boat we were going on. They had, you know, tour leaving at 6 that went this way and one that went. So we're pretty sure we got the right boat. But, you know, like I say, it's strange when you're traveling with some litigators. Because litigators, just like old Bart, now I'm not sure I'd use litigator as one of my adjectives, but how many times have I said you can avoid the problem up front? It's so much easier than then having the problem and trying to figure out a way to get out of it. You know, that kind of thing. So, as we're walking towards the boats there, I asked Frank. I said, Frank, why don't you let me get the boat ride? You're paying for everything here. You're paying for our meals. You're buying us all these drinks. You're just spending money on us like crazy. Why don't you let me? The boats were $27 or something. A boat ride for 4 was going to be like $1.25. And Frank said, nope, nope, you're not going to spend any money while you're here. And I thought, well, you crazy man. He said, maybe we can bring Bark up to the next level. And then once you're making a lot of tons of money every day, then we'll let you take us out to eat. And I thought, oh, I like the sound of that. Sounds like I can't lose, you know. So anyway, he made me put my wallet back, and he got his wallet out, and finally we made our way up to the front line. Oh, it's a little on the cool side, too. Maybe 55 in wind, you know. I like it. That's my kind of weather. Frank was doing okay, but you know, the girls are sensitive, and they didn't like to stand in the whipping wind. So anyway, finally we got to the front of it, and Frank tells the lady behind the ticket, he said, we're here to party, and we'd like to drink. We're looking forward to drinking on the boat. And she kind of gave him a look like, uh-oh, one of them. Wait, are you from Louisiana? Remember what I told you about people from Louisiana? He says, darling, I wonder if you would write full drinking cruise on my receipt. And she looked at him like, what? And so she did not do that. But when she handed him the receipt for the credit card to sign it, he wrote on his own receipt, full drinking cruise, something like that. And I thought, well, that's unusual, but it's always easier to avoid a problem than it is to figure a way out. So finally, 7 o'clock comes, or whatever, and they open the gates, and we go get on this boat. And it's a lot like, if you've ever been to New York, it's a lot like one of them Staten Island ferry boats. We packed not necessarily a suit, but I brought a sport jacket with me because one of the cruises had cocktails and dancing, and you had to have a jacket to get on the boat. And we didn't know if we were going on that boat. We didn't want to have the whole party of 8 down there. An old dumbass Okie boy didn't bring a jacket, so the whole crew of us can't get on the boat. We didn't want that. Turns out this wasn't that cruise. So we get on this old, I don't know how old it was, but I was, you know, in the brochure, they show you, it looks like a boat that might have been owned by Onassis, you know, one of those, you know, a $60 million boat, you know, one of those big giant white stream-looking deals. But no, this was kind of an older wood boat, plenty big, probably held, you know, hundreds of people, a lot like the Staten Island Ferry. Okay, so we get on the boat, and we're looking around, and we see there's a little, like, snack bar thing. We went over there, and Frank's looking for, we came here to do some partying. And it turns out they had beer and wine. You know, we're kind of looking at each other like, well, you know, you can get somewhere with beer and wine if you try, but we really were looking to do a hard party here on the riding around New York with the lights and the glamour and everything. So Frank said, what kind of wines you got? They said, we got three. So, well, hell, give us four wines and we'll think of something. So now we're standing there and we notice there's hundreds and hundreds of kids about to get on the boat. And we're thinking, well, no, this is wrong. We must be on the wrong boat. So we went to one of the dudes standing there with a uniform and said, hey, we're looking for the liquor boat. This appears not to be the liquor boat. This apparently is the wine boat for children, beer and wine. And, you know, these weren't children. They were like high school kids, or it looked like a field trip kind of something. But, you know, when you get a bunch of kids together, there's lots of squealing. There's lots of jumping up and down. They're pinching each other. And, you know, they're being children. And we're thinking, I don't know. I don't know about this at all. So Frank tells the guy, Frank pulls out his receipt and says, it says clearly on my receipt here, we want the drinking cruise. Now, can you point us to the drinking cruise or what's going on here? And they're saying, well, no, don't go anywhere. Hold on. They kind of huddle for a minute. And he said, we're going to go get you some liquor. And we thought, WTF? And this is a big old boat. You'd think it's New York. Next to Las Vegas, isn't New York kind of a place where you can get some shit to happen? You know what I mean? And this giant boat is going to ride around New York, Manhattan Island, and show you the sights. And they got beer and wine. It's like, don't you want to make any money? If Bart Cop Enterprises owned that boat, there would be all kinds of liquor on it. You wouldn't be able to get all the liquor on that boat. There would just be liquor everywhere. There'd be every kind of tequila you could want. There'd be the expensive stuff. You know, if some guy, say you got married, and you're going to take your fiance on a cruise or your new bride on a cruise, and you want to spend more than $2-3 for a drink kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? But no, they didn't have that. So we're standing there going, you know, WTF. We got beer and wine. We got hundreds and hundreds of these kids there. You know, maybe this isn't the grand experiment we thought it was going to be. Then all of a sudden we see this guy. He's hustling up the gangplank, I guess that's what you call that. And he's got a box of liquor in his hand. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? It was just like a big old cardboard box, but I saw a bottle of Jack. There was a bottle of Scotch. There was some Smirnoff, some Tanqueray. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? There's hundreds of people on this boat, and you've got all the liquor you can carry in your hands. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with New York? Why didn't anybody there want to make some money? This doesn't make any sense to me. This boat, I don't know what a boat costs, probably $100,000, surely with insurance. You can't put hundreds of tourists on a boat that may or may not make it back. You know what I mean? It had to be a pretty decent boat. So why would you not want to make an extra maybe $3,000-$5,000 a night selling liquor on the boat? It didn't make any sense. So the liquor is on the boat, and we're all looking at each other saying, well, I don't know. See, there's two schools of thought here. Now that the liquor is on the boat, we could drink enough liquor to where the children all poking and giggling and chasing each other and all that, maybe we could numb ourselves to all that. But then we got to thinking that you could just see the four of us, you could just see the turn, the change, the evolution going around. Finally, we said, maybe this isn't our boat. Maybe this is just an idea that's not going to work. It just doesn't seem to be in the cards. Maybe the Lord's not looking down on us properly in this manner. So we decided to let it go. But meanwhile, Frank the litigator, he's got his receipt in his hands that says full liquor cruise or whatever he wrote on it. So we decide, Frank decides he's going to get his money back. And I'm not sure about what happened next, but we went over to the box office there. And by now, they were all on the boat. I mean, this is, you know, almost time to shove off. And Frank tried to get his money back. And they said, well, we could give you the credit on the credit card, or you could hold on to those tickets. They're good for a year. And me, I'd have taken the money, because anytime someone says to me, remember I told you once Don Ho called? Well, actually, he emailed and said, I'd like to give you a plane ticket, a first-class plane ticket, anywhere you want. And I said, you know, after Mrs. Bark threw water on my face and woke me back up, I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I had done a favor for a long story. How short can I make it? I heard about these kids who couldn't get to their mother's funeral. That shouldn't happen to anybody. So I gave up a couple of Southwest airline tickets for these two boys to go to their mother's funeral. And of course, I'm not going to do anything good and not tell people about it. I'm like the pig boy in that way. So Don Ho read this on the page, and he sent an email and said, Bart, you did such a nice deal. I'm going to do a nice deal for you. I'm in a rock and roll band. We fly all around the world. I got frequent flyer miles out the yass. And so tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fly you and Mrs. Bart anywhere in the world you want to go. I have two recommendations for you, I'd either say Paris or Maui. Fly there first class. And I'm thinking, oh, this doesn't happen to me. And so, I don't know about going to Paris. You know, can you get a cheeseburger in Paris? I don't know. Can you get spaghetti meatballs in Paris? Can you get roast beef? You know, what do they got? I'm not going to eat some buttered snail. I'm sorry. I know it's the greatest food in the world, but it's just not for me. I'm an oaky meat and potatoes young boy with an IQ of 64. I just ain't looking for no fancy French food. So we decided to go to Maui. And Don Ho said, well, you know, the deal's still on, but the waiting list for first class for Maui is maybe a couple of years. So I propose this. I can fly it to Hawaii, not first class right now, like 30 days or, you know, 60 days from now, or we could put you on the waiting list and you can go in 2 years. And I'm thinking, hey, man, in my position, you don't know if you got 2 years or not. I mean, hell, you could get hit by a car. You could, you know, anything could happen to you. Bottom line of this long, long story. When someone says, would you like to have sex with the playmate of the year or come back in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years and have sex? I said, no, 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 right now. Of course, I would never do that. I'm a married man, happily married even. But the bottom line, we had our choice between Maui right now, going coach, going steerage, or a couple years. I said, oh, we got to go right now. And a little sidebar, Don Ho recently contacted me, and he said, Bart, remember, I still owe you a first-class trip anywhere you want to go. And I thought, well, actually, you don't, but once again, his booking for his band has been good. They've been around the world a few more times. He's loading up on these miles, and he likes the page. We partied a few times. We have a good time. So I thought, well, damn, I ain't turning nothing down. We would never, ever have gotten to Hawaii without his help. And then here he is with miles to spare, making up the fact that he owes us another trip. And I say, yes, sir, I accept. Hell, I'll say good things about your band on the page if you send us somewhere. Okay. Back to the story. So they asked Mr. White, do you want your money now or do you want a ticket for this good for a year? And surprisingly, he said, I'll just keep the tickets. Now, looking back, I know what he was thinking is that gives us an excuse, not us, but him and his wife, gives them an excuse to come back to New York. It's like, hey, you got nothing to do this weekend? Let's go to New York because we got free tickets for the boat, sort of. So ending that story, he put the tickets in his pocket. We hailed a cab and we said, now what? You know, we got an evening in front of us. Our whole plan got hijacked. We were supposed to be on a boat till 9 o'clock, and now here it is, 7 o'clock. We got nothing to do, but we are kind of hungry, and we're looking for some drinks. So Frank came up with an idea. He said, what do you say we go over to the Porterhouse Steakhouse in the Time Warner Building? Hell, that's... I heard the word steak, and I was hungry. I thought, hey, that'll work, but I didn't know what the Time Warner Building was. I know what Time Warner is, but I don't know my way around New York. So they delivered us, the cab did, to the Time Warner Building. And that's kind of impressive. There's a picture. Ooh, that's right. There's a picture on the page. Oh, I guess I should quit there. I'll give you the rest of this in type.